Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Hello and good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today we're bringing on another brand new co-host for you to share some experiences and some life stories. And actually, we don't know what's going to happen today because I just met this gentleman at the DreamCon event here in 2017, the first event ever powered by Super Joe Pardo, the founder of MapCon, which if you've listened to the show before, I attended his MapCon event last year, which was right around when I launched this show. And that's obviously the Mid-Atlantic Podcast Conference. So this gentleman today, he was actually one of our powerful speakers at the DreamCon event. And he comes to us out of the DC market, but he's originally a Jersey boy. So we'll talk more about that since I was also born in Jersey. But he's actually the founder and the host of another podcast called Life Inspired. So love that. We talked a lot actually at this DreamCon event about mindset development. So he and I were vibing, and I'm just going to go ahead and give you his website because his brand is his name and it's his website. So you can check him out at coachjohncasto.com. So John, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And for our listeners, reminder, we now have YouTube feeds too. So you'll be able to go to the YouTube channel and check him out because this guy's got a sweet little gym in the backdrop. I see a rig back there. I see plenty of plates. Do you have some wall balls back over there, or is some medicine
got
balls?
Plenty of wall balls.
I love it. My athletes don't like the wall balls sometimes. For some reason, I enjoy them. I don't know why. So let's catch up, man. To our listeners, they've never met you before, and I gave them a little bit of an intro, and obviously you and I clearly met at DreamCon. We met Lori, one of your customers, one of your own little athletes, your own transformational success stories, which she also attended the event, so I loved hearing her story as well. But why don't we go ahead and jump in? Like, how did you get brought to DreamCon? How did that connect up? Was that really because of Joe's podcast?
Lori's the reason why. She's been following Joe's podcast since he started. So that just right there goes to show how powerful, like, you know, the beginnings can be, right? Here, 3 years later, we connect. I'm on his show and I'm at his event 2 months later.
Yeah. And what we talk about this on the show a lot too, this comes up a lot about the power of networking, the power of who you surround yourself with. It affects your mindset. Actually, I just recorded yesterday with a fellow speaker of DreamCon, that powerful man, Azuka Zook, and he'll be airing this Friday right before your show airs. And you can clearly attest to my opinion on him. That guy, I call myself fired up. I don't even know what to call him. That guy was just ridiculous at a whole different level.
Intensity, but just it's so authentic, you know?
Yeah, there was nothing fake so about cool. That man at all.
No. And then it's cool. One of the cool things too is, you know, I remember when I grabbed you on Facebook right away and I was like, wow, you know, like 30 people that I've met through events and seminars and all these crazy things I've been to and attended across the US.
Well, and that's funny too, because for our listeners, I really liked how, and you, John, you actually that day told me, oh, well, I'm actually on a hiatus from social media. You were kind of going through a technology detox, which is good actually once in a while. But we were in such a powerful event. You said, you know what, let me at least log back in, get connected with everybody, or else I'm not going to remember who I'm all connected with. And then boom, you just happen to notice that just Facebook alone, yeah, you and I have like 20, 30 common connections, whether it be from the Thrive Make Money Matter event or other circles of influence. So it was pretty cool that we hadn't crossed paths yet, but yet, like you just kind of hinted with Lori and Joe, all of a sudden, boom, now you and I are connected, and it's almost like we should have connected prior, so.
Yeah, it's cool, man. You know, it's, I was at this event a month and a half, 2 months ago in LA, and they were talking a lot. I don't know if you know who, like, Peter Diamandis is.
I've heard his name.
He wrote a book on, yeah, so he runs XPRIZE, where basically they find these things going on in the world, like social issues, climate issues, industry challenges. And he crowd fundraises prize money for open source like solutions, right? So whoever solves the problem, they get the money. And it's not about the money, it's about incentive to solve the world problem. And he was talking about how it's no longer linear connection and growth. whatever we're doing, it's like hockey stick, you know, like this, we're on the show right now where we have a lot of, you know, viewers, subscribers. We make the right connection indirectly from this, and it can like exponentially grow, which was never possible 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, it's so cool.
Well, I think that's the power of using technology as a success tool and not necessarily a hindrance. A lot of people nowadays, and let's be real, there are some people who have unhealthy obsessions with social media, but we're talking about using these platforms as tools of influence in a positive way. Like, you and I are definitely huge common guys when it comes to mindset, health, fitness, wellness, and even the business sector, obviously to the lifestyle too. So you and I do have that common ground. And that's why I was looking forward to bringing you on the show, because I was like, yeah, we need to connect. We got to follow up after this DreamCon thing.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So what are some of your best practices for your daily routine and stuff like that? I know I was digging a little bit at the event.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously I gave you guys a taste of my crazy background from the firefighting days that helped influence me today. And I think I literally have a rough outline to my day. I don't get overly scheduled. Like, some people really promote getting very, very detailed and very like scheduled out. And I said, you know what, if you get too tight, you're not allowing breathing room. You're not allowing flexibility. So I really, my best practices, and more recently, admittedly, because I've changed it in the past few months, is I've now said, oh, you know what? I'm going to set my goals for tomorrow the night before. So when I wake up mentally, I've already thought about what I wanted to accomplish today. And yeah, I have a to-do list either on my app or it's on a post-it note or it's in my actual Google Calendar, because I will literally physically schedule that stuff and use technology as an advantage. But Amelia, up until a few months ago, I was always just saying, you know what, I'm going to first thing in the morning, I get my morning coffee or my morning shake, or if I'm doing my intermittent fast, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just hydrating. And I will review my goals for the day. Whereas now, like I said, as of 2-3 months ago, all of a sudden I've been incorporating in a complete shift and saying, well, why not get it a little bit earlier? So I'm already sleeping on those ideas. So the next morning, it's just kind of a refresh. So that's been one of the most powerful new things that I'm doing for my daily success. And I think you and I actually talked a little bit about that over lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I forget who I learned that from.
To build off that, I was this guy Bedros Kulian. He's pretty big in the health and fitness, info marketing, gym marketing world. Him and Craig Ballantyne, if you ever heard of him, they use this concept called a brain dump. So right before you check out for the night, yeah. So it kind of builds off that. And so I take that super consistently, but when I am in a flow of journaling, and also I always set three things that would define tomorrow as like an accomplishment. Cause then if you smash out those three, the three big, then anything in addition to that's just a big win, you know?
Well, and that's a great point. I love that tip, because it's up to you, the individual, right? Our listeners, to decide what those three big things are. And maybe one of those big things is I'm just going to do 25 pushups when I first wake up in the morning. Great. I mean, if that's what's impactful to your life and you've done that, that's just one of your top three that you just kind of hinted at that is already checked off my list. And maybe the other two are later that morning. Maybe it's making time right before lunch or around lunch for a mental dump. Maybe you're going to do a little meditation. And maybe it's only 5 minutes, right? A 5-minute meditation. Boom. Number two checked off. And then maybe in the afternoon, it's like, oh, I'm going to budget my books, right? I'm going to make sure my budget's good this week going into the next week. Some people are living week to week. And now, anything else you've done that day in between, before and after, is just icing on the cake, so to speak, even though I don't really eat cake.
So it's about the emotion, like the feeling you're giving, right? Because if you accomplish the accomplishments for the day, you feel accomplished, right? You know?
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I snuck in a meditation right before we hopped on with this one, because I was a little in hell, you know?
Well, I was... I think I still need some meditation, because it's just been crazy since DreamCon, and I need some more mental dumping. I think every day this week is going to be a lot of mental dumping, but I'm with you on that, because that's something that I've admitted on other shows is still newer to me, is the meditation piece. And there's so many best practices that people are talking about on that. And in the end, I've just decided, thanks to another mentor, they said, you know what, just start doing it your way until it starts clicking. So yeah, some days I don't meditate at all. Other days, I'm like, you know, I think I really, just give myself 5 minutes. Sometimes, hell, 2 minutes. I've done just a 2 minute, just shut everything down. I literally downloaded like a 2 to 5 minute meditation app just to play some kind of transient music in the background. And I've done this now when I travel. I'll literally pull over when I go get gas and I'll just pull off into a parking spot and just turn that on before I get back on the road just to clear my head. So I don't know. I mean, do you have any best practices there on the whole meditation piece? Because I think you've probably been doing it longer than me.
I find that if I try to do it first in the morning, that I tend to wake up a little groggy. And that's probably some nutritional things going on. But even when I get a good night's sleep, it just takes my body time to wake up unless I smash some caffeine and hit the gym, right? And so what I find is if I do that, and then after my workout, I come back, I'm in such a great state, as long as I didn't over caffeinate for my workout, that's like the prime time to meditate. But those are some of my best days.
Okay.
And the second tip I have is, when you're having a day like today, you know, I was up later than I wanted to last night. I was up earlier than I definitely wanted to today. And it's been putting out small fires, but, you know, making progress still. And I knew today was going to be a long day. So I'd put off. And I was like, okay, it's like one of those things where if you feel like you need it, if you feel like you don't have 10 minutes to meditate, that almost says that you need to meditate, right? Hmm. So that was my little message for myself. I kept putting it off in my mind. I'm going to cut it too close. I don't have enough time. And then I was like, you know what? If I'm the type of guy that says I don't have 10 minutes to meditate, it probably means I need to. So
I really like that, because that's an interesting trigger that, or that if the listeners are really caught that for a second, it's like, hey guys, if you literally sit there and tell yourself you don't have time to meditate, you're telling us, hey, that's your trigger point right there, man. If you took that 10 seconds to tell yourself no, that's a sign that that's actually one of those life timings that you should be flipping that to a yes.
Have you heard of, are you a Tony Robbins fan?
Oh yeah. I cycle him in and out. He's sometimes just so explosive and too much content that he's like Gary Vaynerchuk in the business world, right? In the social media world.
Yes.
It's like, I can only do so much. And
yeah.
Like, the giant, was it Awaken the Giant Within? Is mm-hmm. the first book that I ever bought of his. And that's a big fat book, by the way, too. So
yeah,
I literally had to go back and buy the digital one later, because now I'm a huge Audible digital audiobook guy. I just can't sit down and read that fat book anymore.
He does this technique. And if you ever get the chance to go one to his live seminar, we'll do it live with you. He's done it in a couple of videos now. He talks about it at, you know, the Oprah interviews and stuff he gets on, where it's called priming. And it's a combination of breathing, movement, and mindfulness. So you wouldn't even call it meditation. It takes about 10 minutes. And he always brings it up now on his podcast, like recently with Tim Ferriss. I forget who else I've heard him recently with. And he always says, if you don't have 10 minutes, you don't have a life.
Well, the interesting thing is, so, you know, I'm following his podcast, but only a little bit because, and I'm not here to, you know, I'm going to critique the great Tony Robbins a little bit here. So, because you're a fellow podcaster, so you could back me up on this. I'm not enjoying his podcast because it's not always him. It's like some girl. Like, who's the girl?
Yeah.
Like, you have Tony Robbins all over this. And I know that one of the success principles that you learn from E-Myth Revisited is you have to, you know, figure out all the hats you must wear as an entrepreneur, and then eventually learn to delegate and build a team to support that. But in the end, if I want a Tony Robbins podcast, I want to hear Tony Robbins, and not an assistant or not a recording from one of his events. So I'm still not hardcore about his podcast yet. So I'm not sure if you want to weigh in on that.
I 100% agree, and it comes back to the challenge with scaling a coaching business, plain and simple.
Yeah,
you know, I actually am connected to one of his top coach through a coaching program I help run. And it's interesting to see that the business perspective of it, because there's a lot of challenges on that, the scaling of Tony, you know, like make money from his coach, like a one-to-one. He's probably got 10, 20 clients just from that, let alone his live events, his products. But they try to really, like, you know, maximize him. And it's, you know, it just depends on what you want too, because you get diluted whenever you scale, right?
There is that risk. Yeah. And he is, I mean, let's be real. I still come across people who don't know who Tony Robbins is, which kind of blows my mind. So I feel it's almost your and my duty to at least pass on his name as, you know, as we grow our influence, because he was an influencer to me. I'm not a huge Tony Robbins follower, but I still have to respect where he came from and where he is today and his level of influence. And actually, to your point,
yeah,
I've never gone to one of his events, but if I could pull this off, because I have so many other events I'm going to this year, my nutrition company that I've been using since 2010 when I was firefighting, they hired him. So he's coming in to our big, big annual celebration event, which is in Vegas every year. And last year, there was like 9,000-10,000 people there without Tony Robbins, just, you know, because that's one of our big annual development events. You know, it's more than just the nutrition, right? It's your business that you're building with it and all that. So anyway, it was like, wow, we landed Tony Robbins. I said, I think I got to try and get to that event.
Yeah. Dude, he's an incredible speaker. He's one of the best. I mean, like, you know, his NLP techniques and stuff, let alone, and then the actual like skill set of speaking. He's just, it's an experience to say the least. You'll love it.
A lot of people.
Speaking of events, what else? I was going to say, what other events are you going to?
Well, obviously I'm going back to Thrive, Make Money, Matter, man. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I literally am trying to figure out how to attend my friend's wedding and then leave, because I'd already bought the ticket at last year's Thrive, for this year's Thrive, because this year is in Vegas. And I think it's not until September, but my one of my buddies I mountain bike with decided, oh, we're going to get married that weekend, but in upstate New York, and I live in Pennsylvania, and that's 3 hours from here. So I have to figure out how to get to upstate New York, attend his wedding on a Friday, and then get from his wedding, which is on a lake, to the Syracuse airport, and then fly from the Syracuse, New York airport to Vegas, because I'm not missing Thrive. Meanwhile, my now new fiance, and because we're all the same circle of influence, best friends, they're all my outdoorsy friends, they're all going to be there. So I feel a little guilty because I'm going to have to leave her behind, but I'm going to tell them, hey guys, like, if you guys are driving up, I will rent a car and do a one-way drop, and then you got to bring her back or something. I still have to work out the logistics, but I'm making Thrive happen.
Got to remind me, because I some of our common friends popped up, and I know they attended. I didn't get the chance to. What was that event like?
I've never experienced one at that level. It's obviously not as big as a Tony Robbins event, but the founder, man, he really came out with a really cool way of building a powerful event, because at first I just kept getting introduced to a lot of real estate people. So I thought it was a real estate event. Then I realized, oh no, that's just part of that guy's circle from California. And as I was there over the next 2-3 days, I was meeting, you know, Phil, there's one guy, his brand's called the Million Dollar Body. I had him on the show already. So he's a fitness guy and big into what you're trying to build, right? You're trying to grow into this online coaching space and everything else. So it's not just the fitness aspect, but the business aspect. So, I mean, they had, I forget, like over 20 speakers. And that was what I was blown away by. There were so many great speakers over those couple of days. You have to take notes or record or something. You get mental overload.
It's awesome. What was your big takeaway from it?
Really, purpose. And we talk a lot about purpose, but they really hammered home the underlying principle behind the whole make money matter thing, which was, I've always struggled with money over the years because I would fight against it because I didn't grow up with a lot. And then I realized that it's not about that. It's like, you need to embrace financial success, because then you can do things with that financial success. So don't ever feel bad about being, quote, rich, right? It's, how do you define rich? So their whole point of that event was, the one guy, one speaker, he said, listen, if you want to be a millionaire, fine, but don't stop at 1 million. Make 2, so you can give one of those millions away. Now you have purpose. Now you're making money matter. Because if you can easily live off of $1 million, then why stop there? make two and give the other one away, and you feel good, and you're putting purpose behind your money and what you're doing. And I love the simplicity of that.
It's a good message. I was to add to that, do you know who Andy Frisell is?
I do know that name. Why do I know that name? There's so many names now.
He's a big podcaster. He recently connected in circles with Grant Cardone, with Gary Vaynerchuk. So
yeah.
He's kind of
okay.
All the names are emerging, and he's a creator of First Form Nutrition.
Yes, that's why I know him. Okay,
yeah. If you check out his podcast, I was literally this morning listening to an episode about like people's relationship and perspective around money and how it's good, how it's not, how it's evil. You know, it's really just interesting to hear, especially from someone that like a self-made guy like that.
Yeah.
You know, just their view on and how others perceive that too.
Well, it's funny you're bringing that up because I was listening to another book. I'm sure you're familiar with Napoleon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ever listen to his book, Outwitting the Devil?
Yes.
So I decided to go back and listen. I was listening to it again yesterday while I was building my new little mini CrossFit gym in my garage. So that way I have access to training when I'm busy at home. And they talked about how a lot of people going back to the Bible days, like people misunderstand that entry in the Bible. He talks about how they literally believe that you should not be trying to be wealthy or rich or stuff like that. And he's like, you're misunderstanding everything behind that. Long story short, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's like with wealth becomes more resources. You know, with resources becomes you're more capable of impacting more people in a positive way. So why wouldn't you want to pursue that wealth, that financial wealth, so you can impact more people? And that's one of the biggest things over the past couple of years that I've started reaching a new level of my self-development and my professional development, because I've done a lot of it. And I think you can't attack all levels of self-development at one time, right? We have to build. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at that point where, and I think you are too, right? We're building these online brands and these businesses. And it's like, you need to level up and you got to have the right mindset to get you there, or else you're going to be holding yourself back.
You block yourself from doing a lot of the things that you need to do to take the next step, make the core, start the business, or grow it, hire that person, you know, whatever it is. That's why I can't support the right personal development enough, as you know as well, you know.
We're big proponents of that. I mean, I know that helped you impact Lori. I know that's why you're trying to build the success stories of what you've done with your customers and your athletes to a bigger online space, because that's all it is, right? If you've already got a proven track record, now you just got to build that into a system and then impact others that way online or other businesses with some of the same success principles. Like, we don't have to recreate the wheel here. You're just taking the proven success principles and then building a system behind it. So.
You know, I think this kind of ties in what we're saying. And so it's the guy that works with Tony, right, that I mentioned earlier. So he was coaching me on how to coach business owners. And because I was working with a couple of gym owners that had massive gyms, like far bigger than what you see behind me. So I had this kind of confidence gap around my ability to coach them in some way. Hmm. And he put it in a really interesting way, which does tie back into the self-development perspective you develop through confidence and self-belief and, you know, things like that. And he said, does Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan have a coach? I said, yeah, of course. He said, well, would you agree that both of them could probably outperform their coaches of what they coach them on? And I said, yeah, they would probably destroy them in golf, you know, golf or basketball. He said,
oh, yeah, Tiger Woods, hello.
Well, yeah, right now, especially, yeah. It brings up a pretty interesting point. And, you know, when you're trying to serve someone at a high level, it doesn't matter if they have more God-given talent or abilities than you. If you've invested into your own personal growth and personal development, your confidence and ability and gifts to see things, what's possible for others, is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than doing the thing yourself sometimes. You know, that's probably one of the biggest like ahas I've had around my own growth and perspective and mindset in the past year.
That's pretty powerful, because I think a lot of us in the beginning, Yeah, this is good for the listeners, right, guys? Like, again, I want to definitely before we end the show today that we definitely talk a little more about your Life Inspired podcast because I love the brand behind that. But I think a lot of us, when we're looking for motivation or we're looking for inspiration, we get jaded by, oh, well, what is that person's success story? And it's like, well, who cares what it is? If you vibe with that person as a potential mentor or coach, and they actually start helping you achieve these things that you haven't been able to get breakthrough on, isn't that enough? So that's interesting you're bringing this up.
The value of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It completely changed how I look at when I coach people, you know, whether it be fitness, whether it be business, just the hour someone in their diet that's more work than me doesn't mean I can help them, you know? So just, but like tie back to maybe someone listening about starting a business just because they can't be successful in, you know, starting that interest or whatever their ambition may be. If someone's done it, that right there is the proof of putting that you could do it too, you know?
Hmm. I agree. And again, to our listeners, guys, while we're listening to this, every so often, John already knows this because we're trying to iron this out at the beginning of the show, but I'm not going to stop interviewing and having John co-host the show if we have like technical delays. But just so you know, John, every once in a while, we're hearing that electronica sound. And even with the powerful platform of Zoom, which has virtually removed this from the Skype world, we're still dependent on the internet. So I just want to apologize to our listeners that if they hear some of this electronica stuff, I mean, it happens. And that's why when I bring on powerful co-hosts like John, I always invite them back for another show because I want to keep their content coming. But just want to throw that out there because we're hearing a lot of electronica stuff. Your voice is getting delayed and I can't change that. You can't change that. But it doesn't mean we stop getting our message out there and we bring good content because I love the fact that I don't always get to bring on co-hosts that have a cool gym in the backdrop, you know, and I love that health and fitness piece. And I want to make sure people are learning more about you. Speaking of that, the whole Life Inspired thing, I meant to ask you. So I didn't get a chance to dig into that piece at DreamCon. And obviously they can, and for listeners, guys, that's connected to his website at, you know, Coach John Casto. So what drove the purpose for you to fire up your podcast on that?
What fires me up at night or what keeps me up at night and gets me fired up is not someone that necessarily wants to just change their health and fitness, but someone that, have you ever run into someone you haven't seen in like maybe 10 years and you're talking to them and catching up and they're like, wow, you're doing all those cool things. And then they go on and say how they haven't started the dream job or never started the business, or they basically, it turns into the sulk around how their life is, how they can't because of X, or, you know, it's not possible for them or what. That gets me so fired up. I love when someone has a passion and wants to explode it into a business, into their self-employment, whatever it may be. Nothing pains me more than seeing someone with that passion that doesn't jump and go after it. So really it was to inspire people to go after their dream, whatever that dream is for them.
You know, I kind of love that because there is some common ground for us on that point too, is that I had a voice and I'm always doing that around my friends and sometimes it's annoying. And yeah, I have bad days too. But in the end, it's what are you doing with that bad day to turn it around? What are you doing with that energy that, you know, do you want to be 5-10 years from now and say, oh, I never did try that, or I never did do that, or I never did this, I never launched that. It's like, listen, just do it, man. I hate to bring up an old, you know, Nike quote, but that's part of what you and I are kind of influencing with the podcast and everything else online. Like, people may not understand why I'm always posting content, you know, to social media, the website, now through the podcast, like, because you and I made a choice. We have learned enough from other people that we just have this fired up energy. We got to get that message out there as well. Cause I know you and I both know that your listeners might not always like my voice. And maybe some of my listeners might actually find your voice more exciting. So we should be cross-pollinating. We should be sharing this because everybody has a right to find that next voice or that next influence that could finally get them to take action on these dreams or these goals or whatever it is out there. And I'm with you, man. I get frustrated when I hear people say, oh, well, it's cool you did all that, man. Maybe one day. I'm like, what do you mean maybe one day? Do it now.
or I can't because fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, if not always, it's bullshit.
It is. And it's all, and again, it goes back to your conversation on stage at DreamCon and a piece of my conversation and a piece on, and actually Azuka or Max, the blind blogger, man. He said it right there on stage. It was the first time he ever spoke. And to our listeners, they'll hear about this little piece in the Azuka episode too. But the point I loved with his presentation, he was the first one that got us fired up that day, was he's a blind blogger, dude. Like, if he had never decided to start blogging, he would never be known as the blind blogger, part of his brand, and have people coming from like Lancaster, Pennsylvania, just to meet him. That blind woman who had always followed him and always wanted to meet him. And then he said on stage,
it's powerful.
Yeah, right. And he's just like your brand, you know, inspired, right? He's like, you can have all the inspiration in the world, but it means nothing until you take action. That's one of the things I took away from his presentation, and I loved it. And then it just fueled the fire the rest of the day with all of our presentations, because we all ended up modifying our speeches and what we were talking about.
Completely.
Because we all joked around about it over lunch. I'm like, yeah, I just threw my script out the window. I'm just going to wing it. Because we all talked about mindset, and it does, and each of us had a different voice to influence that big theme on mindset and taking action.
It's powerful, man. Speaking of action,
yeah.
You've had a major turn in your life. What are the next actions coming? Why don't you share? I mean, I'm sure everyone listening right knows, but congratulations on the engagement.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of photographs on my phone from all the friends that were there. Yeah, that did. So our listeners, guys, that did just happen this weekend. We're recording this on June 5th. So on June 3rd, 2 days ago, I decided to pop that question that I said I never would do. So because, again, through mindset shift, I've decided, like, I walk around saying we should be doing anything and everything we can in our lives to experience change and growth. And yet for years, I've been walking around saying, I will never get married. I will never get engaged. And then I thought about it over the past few months, and I'm like, what the hell kind of mindset is that? And I had to deliver a little coaching back to myself, and I had to talk to a couple of friends and put in some reps to get myself to this weekend. But yeah, I joked around, I'm like, I manned up and owned my shit and said, all right, guys, let's do this. So, and it was actually supposed to happen. We were already getting together with our friends from two summers ago. We had all gone out skydiving over in New Jersey and then went to a winery afterwards to celebrate. And I've already been skydiving like four or five times, so it's not a big deal anymore. And that's exactly what we were doing again this weekend, because we'd already prepaid for discounted tickets and we had to use them or they were going to expire. So I already had a perfect cover. Nobody had a clue this was going down. And then, so I was going to skydive with my girlfriend, now fiance, and then right in the jump zone when we landed, I was going to propose to her there. Well, Mother Nature decided to be a little bit of a bitch, and the winds got bad. So she and I are already harnessed up and on standby waiting for the third load to leave that morning, and we already got delayed because of rain. So I'm like, oh, first it's rain, then the rain clears out, then it's wind. And I'm like, really, universe? You're going to play me like that? So long story short, our skydive got canceled. And then I literally went into a fury of texting to my friends that were supposed to surprise us and meet us at the winery to celebrate. She had no idea about any of that. I'm like, all right, new plan. You guys are showing up to drink wine after all. And sorry you couldn't meet the skydive. And we're just going to play it off until I finally have the balls to pop the question at some point at the winery. So the whole master plan got thrown out the window. So
yeah. It's all right, man. You scroll with it.
Well, we talk about this, right? We can't be too tight with our planning. And perfect example, man. Like, the universe threw all kinds of crap at me on Saturday. And I said, I am not delaying this any further, or I'd probably have a heart attack. Like, seriously, dude, my heart rate monitor was probably at the level it was when I first started wildland firefighting years ago. Like, my buddy was like, you were weird, man. He said, you were the quietest that I've ever seen you, with the reddest face ever, because I'm just standing there trying to figure out when I was going to do it. So, yeah, everybody was like, man, you need to be a fly on the wall to watch Scott be in the weirdest place he's been in a long time.
That's awesome, man.
So, yeah.
So what's next? What's next for you? What's got the engagement done? What's next in business and life?
God, I mean, well, business is still growing the podcast, planning for the Thrive event. My girlfriend is actually a horse vet, and she found this amazing opportunity to go get some education in South Africa for like 6 days. And for an additional like $500, I can like jump in on the trip. And all I got to do is then pay, obviously, for the airfare too. And I'm like, so now all of a sudden I may be going to Africa in a few months.
That's so awesome.
She's like, do you want to go? And I was like, wait a minute. You have to pay $2,500 to like $3,000, and you can write it off for your business. I got to pay like $500-$600 to be a guest. I think that's doable.
Have you ever been?
No, neither of us have been to Africa. So, and that's the whole point of our relationship, is that she and I don't want to have kids. We're just adventurers. Like, we're not even planning a traditional wedding now. Like, we want to go heli skiing or something and just tie the knot on the side of a mountain peak or something like that. And then just come home and have a big party for all the people who don't like to live with adventure.
That's cool, man.
So we're being
a little
selfish. What
trips do you have on your bucket list?
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, there's that. I'm planning. I need to get down to Argentina or Chile. I want to ski those mountains and hike those mountains. That's a problem with us. People like you and me, man. Again, to our listeners, guys, when you get healthy and fit physically and mentally, all the walls drop down and it's a free for all. You just start coming up all kinds of crazy new ideas. I mean, how about you? Like, we didn't get really a chance to talk about your future beyond DreamCon, and we're going to be running out of time because I got a hard out for 3:00 here. I want to give you a few more minutes here. Like, what do you got next?
Well, you know, I'm fascinated with South America. I just did Colombia for almost 2 weeks with my buddies in January, and that was incredible.
Oh, man.
And so I'm going not quite as far as Colombia this time, but I just got invited to a wedding in Guatemala. So that 3-day event is going to now turn into like a 10 to 14 day. And on my goals for this year, I do have one of my outcomes to spend a month abroad in South America. I was thinking Argentina, but I'm open to whatever happens, whether it be Brazil or, you know, anywhere but Venezuela probably. So,
yeah, not Venezuela. And for my research, because I'm still researching it, I've been back and forth between Chile and Argentina. And Argentina is actually pretty high ranked on the list right now. I'm also considering Ecuador, because two old colleagues of mine from my corporate days are like the coolest old, I don't know if they're actually married or not, but basically life partners. And these guys are just super, super cool. And they have been smart with their money, invested it well, real estate, yada, 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 and decided to build a house on a beach in Ecuador. And they call it, I think, Turtle Bar Ecuador. And people can like go online and reserve a room in their house and stay there. And they basically kind of play like a mini bed and breakfast type thing in Ecuador. I don't know. I was like, I want to go there. I want to go hang out with them and catch up with them. It's been years since I've seen them. So that's, like you said, Central America, South America, there's so much culture and history there. And
so underrated.
Yeah, like people need to travel, man. I mean, I spent years traveling in our country here first because I wanted to really know the U.S. That's one of the reasons why I decided to do the wildland firefighting too, to take that risk, because I got to travel all over the West. And I've driven coast to coast like 8 times. So I've been all over the country. So I was like, all right, it's time to start adding some international travel in and really start learning more about other countries' cultures better and respecting that.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place you've been to so far?
Here in the U.S.?
In the world.
Well, I haven't done enough international travel yet. So for now, internationally, it's still, to me, Ireland because of my bloodline. And I backpacked that whole Ireland. I went all over that island in 2010, my first year of firefighting, once I got laid off for the season, that's the first thing I did. I flew over there and just backpacked the island. And it was gorgeous. The culture was amazing. The history was amazing. I got to see like where my family bloodline came from. Where my name is actually pronounced differently over there. Like here, everybody calls it Mulvaney. Over there, it's pronounced Mulvaney, and there's no Y on the end. So like little things like that, you know, it's like trace your roots, see where your blood comes from. It's cool. So, I want Argentina to be high on the list though. I'm excited for that. And also now I'm actually planning a trip to Italy because my favorite olive oil that I promote on my website, they own a villa in Italy where they make it and you can go and stay there. So now that my girlfriend and I are engaged, I was like, well, that's going to be a fun trip. So now I want to take her to Italy and go. That's in the southern tip of the Italian peninsula. And they're just famous for their pure olive oil.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. It'll be fun. I've never been to Europe. So
neither here, man. Closest I got was Ireland.
Yeah.
But you had to have fun in Colombia because they love Americans, I heard, over there. Just from a buddy of mine.
It's probably my favorite country I've been to.
Awesome.
And I've been to some pretty interesting places, but it's the people, the food, the ability to afford like pretty much to do whatever you want on like a reasonable income is great. So if someone wants a really great experience, you should probably know a little Spanish before you go. And you want to stretch your dollar, like you just get the most of the experience. It's the best place I could recommend.
Okay. I'm loving it, man. We're vibing on that.
I went with five other guys too. It was a little crazy.
Yeah, that could get a little crazy.
Yeah.
So we're running low on time here. I want to make sure just so you know, all of my co-hosts who come on the show, I want to give you guys that final word to leave behind something inspirational to our audience. Something that, you know, if they forget everything else we talked about, they can remember this about John Casto, and besides obviously going to your website and checking you out at coachjohncasto.com and following your podcast, but what is an all-encompassing message, man, that you're moving forward with? Like, what are you trying to do? Because I know you're getting the whole online coaching thing going and you want to coach businesses and you have a podcast and you're changing people's lives right now physically with health and fitness and nutrition. So is there an all-encompassing message behind all that?
Thank you for this opportunity. Just hit me. So this is one that one of my local mentors here shared with me years ago, and I still remember this day. It's who you are determines how well what you do works. Because far too often in life, diet, fitness, business, we get caught up on how do we do it, but really who's the type of person you become? Because that's the type of person that'll do whatever it takes.
Wow. Powerful words. See, that's what I'm talking about. I knew you'd close out on something strong. All right, well, hang tight. I want to give you a proper goodbye here. So to the listeners, guys, that is Coach John Casto, all right? I mean, if you guys aren't inspired from him, go check out his podcast, subscribe to it, and you'll get even more inspired on a daily basis and a weekly basis because he's pushing quality content just like we are here on Live the Fuel. So again, I want to show respect to John here, get him back to his day. I've got another call coming up. So again, guys, this is what we're all about. I want you guys to keep living the fired up epic life, and we'll talk to you guys again soon. Hey there, Live the Fuel fans. Quick commercial break. Before we close out the episode, just wanted to give you some extra tips and tricks before we send you on your way. So again, thank you again for listening to the Live the Fuel show. I hope you got a lot out of this recent episode. More importantly, please subscribe to this show if you haven't subscribed yet. Stay in touch. Get me some feedback. Submit a review on iTunes or Stitcher and get us the voice of you, the listener, so we can build this content back into the show and make sure that I'm actually taking you, the listener, into this design and future as Live the Fuel grows. So again, subscribe, submit a review, stay in touch. Heck, on that point, go visit livethefueltank.com. livethefueltank.com. That will take you to the link to our private Facebook group community where you can join and I can stay more in touch with you going forward outside of the podcast world. All right, last quick little piece here for you guys, some extra value. One, go to livethefuel.com main page. You'll see on there we have our free resources guide. If you are looking for free content and not having to pay for it, consider getting on my email list. You click on the button, send me my copy, get your Super Sevens resources guide. There's over 21 of my favorite online resources that I built into this little electronic guide for you guys. There's no cost. It'll just be emailed to you just by hopping on my email. Again, just thank you for listening. I want to give you some value. Second piece of my little extra nuggets of knowledge, if you want to call it this, is go to the resources section on the site. In there, I have three columns, health, business, lifestyle. And two, right off the bat, that I want to make sure you guys are taking advantage of is number one, eatpillynuts.com. And number two, villacapelli.com. Their logos are on the site. You got a big bowl of nuts there. And you got a cool big V, Power V logo. Both of those, if you use the discount code FUEL, F-U-E-L, you will get 10% off at checkout. So take advantage of that, please, and thank you. And more importantly, there's other companies linked on there. My nutritional and health alignment with Isagenics since 2010. The Pure Vitamin Club company for their kick-ass magnesium B12 and an awesome multi-cap. There's some additional business resources on there. Number one, Singularis IT. I go mountain biking and road cycling with the founder. This is a legitimate IT company. I don't care where you are in the world, you can use their services. We're talking about serious white glove level services. I've moved all of my IT solutions over to them, and I outsource them regularly for any future and onboarding clients down the road. And lastly, but not leastly, David Studio. If you have no clue who this guy is, guess what? He is my new audio engineer. This is the guy I've been having making it happen behind the scenes. I found him through the Fiverr world. So if you search for David, D-A-V-I-D, Studio on Fiverr, you can track this guy down. But guess what? He's also on the Upwork platform. He's on the People Per Hour platform. You can search for him through his real name. I've never literally physically met this guy or talked to him in person. We have been just met through the online world. But if you search for E-M-I-N, that's I believe pronounced Emin, and Fikic, which is F as in Frank, I-K-I-C, you can search for him in Upwork, People Per Hour. Oh, more importantly, just go to Fiverr like I did. But if you are a podcaster or somebody just looking to get quality audio engineering, this is your guy. So again, guys, I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks again for listening to Live the Fuel. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.